Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Come and we lift our hearts, we lift our voices, we're blessed. Hey! And cry aloud the praise, and cry out and cry. Give to God the praise. Break the music. And cry out, and cry. And give to God the praise. Eternal Father, we honor you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Everybody standing here is extremely thankful. We are grateful for your faithfulness and goodness. We have come to exalt, extol, macrograph, and celebrate your goodness. When we sit and reflect from January until now, we can only conclude that you have been good in the midst of the storms, in the midst of the challenges. Your faithfulness is fully revealed. When we look at the recovery of this pandemic, but your protection and your mighty hand that has been on us, I bless you that in all the economic challenges, you are still the lifter up of our heads. You put food on our table. You put money in our pockets. And even though everything is going up in prices, our salaries remains the same, but your provision is abundant. So we give thanks with remembrance. We remember how you have taken us through it all, and we have learned to trust in Jesus and learned to trust in God. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your goodness. We bless you for our children. We thank you even for the covering that our bodies don't go through sickness and admission in hospitals. Thank you for your goodness. Nasenkanya wadoye ni wadumwa. Enye wadoye ni wadumwanka. Inipa solitia ye. Ahum solitia ye. Enka womimini ye ni muno so. Enye diye fidiye na bubu ya diye ho. Yemfona siye. Entoma abosome inia. Eni insuo. Senye uradine woyafa. If it had not been for the Lord that is on our side, we are grateful. Ghana is grateful in all these. We are thankful. If a nation like Ukraine and Sri Lanka can lift their voices and praises, why won't Ghana praise you? We are grateful. We don't sing and worship because we are feeling good, but because you have been faithful. You wipe the tears from our eyes. You soothe the pain in our hearts. You are helping us through it all. We give you thanks. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Oh, clap those hands and celebrate the goodness of God. Hallelujah. I can hear your shout of praise. Hallelujah. This is the W3 service. W3 means word, Worship and wonders. It is a joy and a privilege and an honor to be live on your radio, Sweet Melodies, 94.3 FM. We are live on Amansan and Gian televisions. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning I welcome everybody in person into church. And let me thank God for the lives of all of you and your children. And also give God the glory for his faithfulness. For all our friends who have joined us also on Obatampa Radio 92.5 FM and all our friends on Facebook, YouTube and podcast, we bring you greetings in the precious name of Christ Jesus. If today is your very first time of watching, listening or coming, our very special welcome goes to you. I trust that by the close of the service, his love and goodness will be your portion, reminding you also that this live broadcast service is brought to you by Alabasta International Ministry. We're transmitting live today from Kwabena Amponsa Memorial Temple, Tesano, in the city of Accra. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. John chapter 12. Verses number 20 and 21. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Christ, Jesus." Having read you that, allow me to read Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. Luke, the 21st chapter, the 34 to the 36 verses. The Bible said, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares." The Bible said, "For as a snare shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." I started a series, this is the fourth Sunday. I call it the Arrow of Balaam. I derived the revelation from the word of the Lord, and I picked it, you know, because there are some phases of the scriptures. Revelation chapter 2, verse 13 and 14 talks about the doctrine. What's up? Talks about the doctrine of Balaam. Number 2, 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 15 talks about the way of Balaam. Then in Jude 1:11, the Bible talks about the arrow of Balaam. So I have been working up on this. I have talked about so many phases of this. As a matter of fact, I started talking about, you know, the arrow of not knowing the Lord, the arrow of forgetfulness, the arrow complacency, and so on, a few others in those arrows that have emanated. But I have built it up to the place. Last week I was talking to you about the arrow of greed. The arrow of greed. How so many people have been lured or have gravitated into greed. The arrow of greed. I see that contamination of faith that emanates and bring itself up. The person is born again, but there is an arrow of contamination. The little foxes have come in to destroy the vine. And so this Sunday morning is going to be a very crucial morning, very important morning to this particular series. And I'm trusting God in the name of the Lord Jesus that by the close of this service, your heart will be aligned to the Christ. For he is coming sooner than we think. His reward is with him to give unto every man according to their works. And therefore, this message will be profound to be able to help you to sail through the hour of temptation. Oh, there is an hour of temptation. I started talking to you about 4 years or 3 years now. The hour of temptation is so intense, ladies and gentlemen, to the point that I am seriously telling you, many people will desert the faith, including preachers. People in the pulpit, push this up, sir. People in the pulpit, they would desert the faith. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 1, the Bible talks about that thing in a very interesting fashion. He said, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the last days some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. In verse 2, interestingly, speaking lies in hypocrisy. In other words, not just lies, not even do not the quarters of lies, but in hypocrisy. I have never seen any generation like this one that is hypocritical. Hypocrites from church to government to society. The level of hypocrisy is unbelievable. Pretense, acting, mimics. We look like, we talk like, we behave like, we act like. As a matter of fact, we pose like. Pray that. Leleleba shada. 90% is lies. Hypocrisy. Serious. I'm serious. This is why Jesus said, be careful of offenses. Because I'm seriously telling you, people like myself, if I turn into a hypocrite, you are number one that will be offended. Oh yeah, suffer to hintidia. I know what danger I saw about to hintidia. I'm serious. So we'll be a befe Christo yesterday in the crajinqua. You know, wababe tena sorry them. We'll be a I'm a penis who are between penance suffer. That is where the offenses start. And so Jesus is telling you to strive to enter into the narrow gate. Yeah, strive. Luke chapter number 13 and verse number 24. The scriptures made the presentation in this place. Strive to enter into the straight gate. For many I say unto you will seek to enter in. But I like the last line. But and shall not be able. They will try, but they will not be able. And so he's telling you to be careful. Be very careful. We'll be too for not careful. Be careful. This is why the Bible talks about, you know, that an open rebuke is better than sweet flatteries. An open rebuke. The people that God loves, he rebukes them. That is the kind of love. God's love is, you know, streamlining you, stringently putting you back in order. God's love is with the rod and with the staff. The rod and staff brings the sheep back into alignment. That is the love of God. The love of God is not... The love of God is tough love. The love of God brings the soul and the sinner back from the backside of the desert. The love of God will leave 99 and go looking for one. The love of God is amazing. The love of God, as a matter of fact, he is going to cut you and prune you. I like John chapter 15 and verse number 3. The Bible said, the word that I have spoken to you, you know, John chapter 15 and verse number 3. The Bible said, you know, you are clean because of the word which I have spoken unto you. But when he builds out, you know, from verse number 7, look at how he puts it in the 7th verse. The Bible said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you shall ask what according to what you will or what you want. Put it in GNT. Maybe let's break it down. In this particular phrase, he said, And if you remain in me and my words remain in you, then you will ask for anything you wish and you shall have it. The condition here is remaining in me and I in you, abiding in me and I in you, simple as that. Then you ask anything and it is provided. The reason why we are struggling is because we are not in him. Oh, we are not in him. A woman of God, Apostle Felicia Echampo, she said something. She said, there are some people in the house of God, if not for the love of God, we should sack them from the church. We should sack them. And she is right. Serious! She is very right. But for the love of God, because what the shepherd is doing right now, the shepherd right now has been able to throw his net into the sea, captured every kind. And right now, he is selecting. Selecting. Jim. Now wash it. Serious. If Yeshua Kogun can tame, come unto me. You that are the pleasure of your father, and have some rest. And so he's telling you to be careful. Put the scripture back. Luke chapter number 21, verses number 34. Be careful. Be very careful. You see, so when Jesus, you may be seated, please. Thank you very much. Appreciate all of you. Pastor said Jesus is talking in Matthew chapter 16, and when he gets to verse number 3, he is saying that if you can be able to predict the face of the weather, you can tell that it's going to rain by the signals of the weather. How then are you not able to tell the signs of the times in which you are living in? You are living in dangerous time. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 15, he talks about, he said, so do not walk as fools, but like wise, you know, and walk circumspectly. In the next verse, he said, redeeming the times, because the days, the time, the dispensation in which we are evil. The time and the dispensation in which you are living is evil. Then he builds up in verse number 17 and said, wherefore, being not unwise, he brings the word in a different form. Be not unwise, but understanding what the will of God is. Then in verse number 26, he said something interestingly. He said that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. In the 27th verse, the Bible said that he might present his church glorious, not having spot, not having wrinkle or any such thing, but that the church will be holy. And so right now, there is a purging going on right now from the pulpit to the pew. God is doing a purging work from the heart to the conscience, to the motives. There is a conscientize, you know, an intentional cleaning up going on right now. It is not a joke. You know, in a very crazy time like this, somebody will wish that Kofi Odro, this is the time to preach a message and tell the people the Lord will take care of you, even though economic hardships are very hard. But he has already told you, be careful that the burdens, there are coming burdens. So be careful that they don't overweigh your heart. This is the word. Ezekiel chapter 13, verse number 10. The Bible said, "What dada me man catch them in my asumbi and so asumbi anymore." Because they have seduced my people by saying to them, "Peace," but there is no peace. There cannot be peace. Bible says. Bible so. Of enam said to do what? Enam said, Mumma, we have a dozen to do no hard one, Obed. I'm telling you. Serious! But 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19 says, then so you're meaning one way, any dear. God knows them that are his. That means figurative connotation. Not everybody sitting here belongs to the Lord. T-A-D-M-A-K-A-N. And you will be our Tehanu in your media. Open will be Gina. And you will be our Teha. I was shocked, you know, when my brother Kwabena Deborah passed away and on his Thanksgiving service, a lot of people came to this place to the point that we had to block this road and put canopies and all stuff like that. Amazing people, people dressed nicely and all stuff like that. We closed and went home to his residence to have a little reception with family and friends and guests that came to support us. You know, whilst we stayed there, 6 o'clock in the evening, we all dissipated to go home. These people, nicely dressed, came to the day. Man, you men, you never sorry. I'm sorry. And then, yeah, ma. Then they went close to her ears and said, and she had no way, you're coin, right? No way, you're coin. Get to a being, sir. Professional beggars, people in nice clothes, and they beg. Anybody that begs in the house of God is a disgrace to the cross of Christ. I will continually tell you until it sinks into your spirit. Jesus lives in your heart. You believe in the word of God, filled with the Holy Spirit and anointing and with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and insight. He has given you 10 commodities for free to live your life. The first is the life you have. The second is purpose, vision, and a mandate, obligation on your life. The third is time. He has given you even ideas, number 4, opportunities, number 5, favor, number 6, number 7, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and inside. Number 8, he has given you people surrounding you, some for a reason, some for a season, and some for a lifetime. With all this, you can beg. Something must be wrong. You are now living in a dangerous time. We could have some bold and serious, courageous men and women of God who can speak the intention of the Lord, speak the mind of God, speak the gospel, speak truth. Truth is, you know, axiomatic, it's irrevocable. Truth is irrefutable, indisputable. I mean, when truth is coming, you may not like it, but you know it is the truth. You don't like it, but it's the truth. You know, and so things that dangerous things are going to happen. One of those things is Isaiah chapter 24, verse number 21 and 22. Isaiah 24 chapter. The Bible said, it shall come to pass on that day that the Lord shall punish the host of the high ones and that are on high. And the Bible said, and God shall punish the kings that are upon the earth. What is happening? And you see governments and intellectual people who cannot even understand why things are falling apart. God will be punishing the kings of the earth. Kings will be punished. Could it be that the Kufuado is being punished? Could it be? I am reading scriptures. You can't sue the word of God. You cannot take the word of God to the Supreme Court. As a matter of fact, the word of God is dominant. The judges swear by the word of God. The president swears by the word of God. The government swears by the word of God. The speaker of parliament swears by the word of God. I will punish kings. Could it be that God is punishing this government? And the government of Ukraine, I am wondering. Look at the next verse. Put it on the board as well. In this one, the Bible said, and they shall be gathered together as prisoners. Governments and kings shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit, and they shall shut it up, shut up in the prison. And after many days, they shall be visited. Similar similar scripture, Isaiah chapter 13. And when you, Isaiah the 13th chapter, when you get to the 6th verse, the Bible says something interestingly. He said, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. The day it shall come from the Lord. It shall come from Almighty God. Not from demons, not from the devil, not from, you know, alien enemies. It shall come from the Almighty. I give you one my neighbor for 2 years, my yak. When something to me, it shall come from the Almighty. And then he builds up in the next verse. Listen, he said, therefore, all hands shall be faint. And every man's heart will melt. That is the time I'm living in. We now are it's all here. They have outlined it. They have outlined. Look at this very interestingly. In the 8th verse, the Bible said, you know, and they shall be afraid. Fear have caught us. I'm telling you, if you listen to most of the messages in the pulpit right now, you are going to smell fear. Fear is everywhere. Now people are stocking, you know, commodities. People are keeping money they don't want to spend because fear is gripping us. They feel something is coming, like the coronavirus lockdown, and fear is gripping all of us. Now, Obima, one city crowd, one city, it is a hell. Fear! Nobody wants to spend. Obiato to Jimmy Bottle see them. Yeah. Yeah, we need a mobile to exist in grow for them. Gary Mo. Google. Beans, oh. Battle beans. Did they so here now with the wind children? I'm saying, Kwani and Fabi, be unto baby. Yanafu and Ichiri Grasso. Yeah. Fear! They are going to be afraid. Look at the scripture. He said, they will be afraid, and pangs and sorrow shall take hold of them. This verse is interesting in my language. Isaiah 13, verse 8, in my language. The Bible said, now one who be jiriwa na enketen ketenia yura huwa ebechiwa. Sa enketen ketenia yura huwa. You and this one can get your show. Sane or Babroma and Kitty Kitty, Ebachuama, and the Avida, who a big Kitawama. I'm telling you, put it back in English, let us work in this particular phase. And he said, and they shall be in pain as a woman that travaileth, and they shall be amazed one at another. Their faces shall be as flames. He goes to the next verse and says, behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel, both in wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate. And the Bible said, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof upon it. And when you go to the 10th verse, the Bible said, for the stars of the heaven and the constellations therefore shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in their in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause to her, the moon shall not cause her light to shine. In the 11th verse, the Bible said, and I will punish one more time. I will punish the world for their evil. Something is going on all over the world, and it is punishment. America cannot stand. Dollar cannot stand. Interesting events that are going on in the world. The people who could freely give us something, now they themselves are struggling. Why can't we have a loan facility from anywhere in the world? Because Amedian Church, they are struggling. They are struggling. And the Bible is saying, I will punish the world. The world! The system of the world will be punished. Serious stuff that is going on. And I will punish the wicked for their iniquity, and I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease. Hey! Mercy, Lord. jealousy of the proud will stop. Put it in GNT. Yeah, yeah. The Lord says, and I will bring disaster on the earth. I will punish all the wicked people for their sins. And I will humble everyone who is proud and punish everyone who is arrogant and cruel. In my language, he says, interestingly, sister, humble yourself. Oh, God will humble you. I'm talking to the wise. Humble yourself, or God will humble you. There are events and things that are going on, and yet the people, the believers who are supposed to be light, pointing people to Christ and preaching the gospel of hope and bringing people to the place of genuine repentance and bringing fruits of righteousness, we rather are getting blind. Blind. When you're blind, I can't be a coward, son. Blind people. Blind people. Pastor hating pastor. Church hating church. That is total blindness. He talked about it in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 4. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians 4:4, the Bible said, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, shine upon you. In other words, the gospel shines in darkness. You know, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was with God from the beginning. All things were made through Him. Without Him was nothing made that has been made. In Him was life, and the light is the light of men. The life is the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend the light. I'm talking to the wise. Most of the things that we go out and preach to people, we should be preaching it in church. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. And we should really, really present verse 14 to the church. John the 3rd chapter, the 14th verse. And as He has lifted the serpent in the wilderness, so shall He lift up the Son of Man. And everybody, in the 15th verse says, everybody who believes in Him will have everlasting life. In the 17th verse, for God did not send the Son into this world to condemn the world, but the world through Him might be saved. In the 18th verse, the Bible said, and he that believes in Christ is not condemned, and he that believeth on the Son, believeth not on the Son of God, is already condemned, because they believe not in the only begotten of God. But this rather is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, but men, they love darkness rather than light. We should be able to talk to the believers and say things like Romans chapter 10 verse number 9 and 10. If you shall believe with your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and that God has raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. In the 10th verse, the Bible said, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And so when the person that was in prison in the days of Apostle Paul and Peter, when they heard the gospel and the miraculous, they asked the question, so what should we do? Run for your life! Run for your life! Jesus is the only haven. Jesus is the only refuge. Refuge! And you name some bachelor. This nation does not fear God. You don't fear God. I see police officers who don't fear God, army officers who don't fear God. Omo ed sumo mko fear God. Operation Galam, stop him. Musuru nyami anka must stop here. I'm serious. A chini panote say forest reform. No, omo chini panu omo nune dinuyana. No, by the time e dinuyana bebani atoni neri. 55. What are you doing with diapers? Whatsoever a man soweth, he shall also reap. I am telling this generation, repent from your wickedness. I am talking to this church, repent from your madness and come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you, the fact that you come to church doesn't mean you are saved. I'm telling you, you know, when Christ is formed in a person, you can tell the fruits that come out. Galatians chapter 5 verse 22, you can see the fruit of love. You can see the fruit of joy. You will see the fruit of peace and long-suffering and gentleness and goodness and faith. You are going to see the fruit of meekness and gentleness, yeah, and self-control. The Bible said with this, you know, without this is no law. But I like verse number 24 where the Bible said, they that belong to Jesus Christ, they have crucified the flesh and its lust. One day, something will happen in this world. One day, something will happen. The Christians call it rapture. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 51. One day, I will be preaching on Sunday morning like this, and righteous people will vanish. The people who have a relationship with Jesus Christ, they will vanish. So let's say that I'm preaching this morning and suddenly you vanish. And I'm still here preaching to empty chairs. Oh, you thought that was the only scenario? Or I am preaching and the microphone falls down and the human being disappears and you remain here? Then, Misuma. And then the Bible says something will start after that. We call it the Great Tribulation. And then Revelation chapter 13, with the last verse, put the last verse, was it the number of the beast shall be 666. You know, and he said, let the man that have understanding calculate that number and bring up that understanding. Here is wisdom. Let him that have understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Now, you can't understand this until we go to verse number 16. Let me read it down. In the 16th verse, the Bible said, and he caused all, both small and great, rich, poor, free and bound, to receive the mark on their right hand or on their foreheads. Why is the church not saying death? Why? I look at our messages right now and I see boring messages. You go to America, you will have a car, you will build a house. When the gospel, no? Anymore, ha! Please, I know brothers Muslims who have better cars, houses, and they have visas. Who gave that to them? I know a comfort. You know, people who are spiritualists, who are driving nice cars. Who gave it to them? I want to know, if you feel the gospel only is to have material gain, I think that you have heard half truth. Serious! You are the light of the world, the salt of the earth. Now you are talking gospel. Yeah, we have dominion and be fruitful. We multiply. We subdue the earth and replenish it. That is gospel. I send you as sheep among wolves. Be wise as serpents. Now we're talking gospel. He is coming again. His reward is with him to give unto every man according to their works. Now the gospel is being preached. For God loves the world. Yeah, I like that particular one. You know, 1 John chapter 3 verse number 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed unto us, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore, the world knoweth not us, because it does not know Christ. This is the gospel we should be talking about. 1 John chapter 1 verse number 1. The that which was from the beginning, that which we have heard and seen, that which we have handled with our hands concerning the word of life. That second verse, the Bible said, interestingly, for the word of life is manifest, and that we have seen it, and we bear witness and show unto us eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. The third verse is what the Hebrew calls kononia, and that which we have seen and heard, we declare unto you, that you may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. That is kononia. We come to renew our heart and our love for God. That is gospel. Not you will have a suit. For what? A funukurash suit. What do I need a suit for? There are Christians who come to church without Bibles, without notebooks. What here hearing? It's a good question. What here hearing? Go to our brothers, the Muslims. When it comes to Ramadan, they have a week they call the Quranic Recital Week. Go and see how a small boy, 9 years, can recite all the chapters of the surahs of the Quran. And there are people sitting here. When I say Matthew chapter 5 verse 8, when you say, oh, me come at you, none, and I'm have a cock. And this is why small demons are standing before us. Diabetes is a demon. High blood pressure is a demon. You better look into the eyes of that demon and tell that demon to leave. You don't need a preacher to do that. When Christ is in you, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We are seated in Christ, far above principalities, powers, dominion, and our spiritual authority. You better hear what we are talking about. And now Christians have become frail and so vulnerable to the point that shut up, for the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and all them that dwell in. He has founded it upon the waters and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the holy hills of God, and who shall stand in his tabernacle? I'm reading Psalm 24. I think I'm in verse number 3. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted his soul unto vanity. In the next possibly somewhere, who has not lifted his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He goes further and said, he shall receive the blessing from the God of his salvation and righteousness. You know, he goes further and said, this is the generation of them that seek him, of them that seek your face, O Jacob, Selah. He goes up, he said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory will come in. He said, who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. I am talking to people. Jesus is Lord. He is coming again. Jesus is coming again. Jesus is coming again. Jesus is coming again. Clap those hands. Give God the glory. David said, I have been young, now I'm old. I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Why should the believers think that God will forsake them and leave them? I want to ask that question. Who in the Bible did you realize that the Lord dealt with and did not provide for? Jesus sent 12 people in Luke chapter 9, and he said, don't take bag, don't take money, don't take food. Go and preach the gospel. And when they return, he asked the question, did you lack anything? They said, John chapter 10, he sends the 70. The Bible said when they return, Jesus asked the same question, because he gave the command, don't take money, don't take food, don't take clothes, just go and preach the gospel. Any house where you enter, let my peace be with them. And when they receive you, enjoy the place. When you are leaving, bless them and leave. If they do not receive you, reject them. Shake up the dust of your feet. It shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah than for that particular people. This, he asked also, did you lack anything? They said nothing. Now I am asking you people, Christians of today, why are you panicking? Jesus asked the question, where is your faith? Where is your faith? The Lord has never disappointed anybody before. He lays a table before them in the presence of their adversaries. He calls, let me tell you something. Sorry, I no pay. It is the grace of God. You can think, you breathe, you dread. It's the grace of God. Nyamiti mi ma wo humen frama. Ebre no anu ada na ntimi nyune hu nyamiti mi yesa. Dokuno ne nchi nam no ntimi mandi. Why are you belittling God? The reason why we are so disappointed in this particular government is because we put too much faith in man. Yeah. We put too much faith in man. And the Bible has already made it very clear in Jeremiah 17, the 8th chapter. You know, I think it's even the 6th chapter. Jeremiah 17 from verse 6. He says it very interestingly. You know, go to verse 4 rather. Let's come down. Jeremiah 17, maybe verse 5. Let's try it from there. In the 5th verse, the Bible said, that saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusted in man and maketh the arm of flesh whose heart depart from the Lord. The moment you believe too much in somebody, your heart has departed from the Lord. In verse number 6, he said, interesting, he shall be like the heat in the desert. And the Bible said, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not be inhabited. But unlike verse number 7, he said, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, and whose hope is in God. Whose hope is in God. He will give bread and butter. He will give clothes and bring the businesses to pass in a time of famine, in a time of scarcity, in a time of dryness. He shall supply all your needs according to his riches. He shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The Lord shall take care of you, and you shall hold your peace. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. My heart broke yesterday when I saw my vice president still quoting figures as if he's standing on a platform of a campaign. We are in crisis, Your Excellency. This is not the time to bring worthless figures. This time, the people are very angry. They need leadership, a leader to lead them out of crisis. Not we have made interchanges more than any government. Stop it, Your Excellency. This is the time of leadership. Leaders, bold leaders, not empty words. Words are free and cheap. Words don't make anything. This is a time we don't speak much. Action. 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 Stop it, Your Excellency. Come on, Zemweja. I have a message and I'm conveying it. I'm conveying a message. Nyamia wasuma mi anope. When him said, yeah, what can on America? Yeah, I'm conveying a message. Your Excellency, if you don't stop these empty words, very soon it will not be booing. Now the people will be rising. When they rise, move it gently. I told you the mind of God. When the people entered into the Sri Lanka presidential palace, the president ran away. This is a time of leadership. This is the time of lead. This is the time that people can say, I don't have strength of my own, but God will enable us. He did it for David, Solomon, Asa, Jehoshaphat. Then he will do it for us. Let us trust him as we go to work also. Now that is tough. Now the people will believe in such thing. When Bloomberg says that Ghana cedi is the worst currency in the world, do you know what that is? And so when we get somebody who works as a deputy governor of the Bank of Ghana before, can stand and boast of interchanges above every government, when Nkrumah is not speaking, Nkrumah is quiet. He is not boasting of shoe factories, tomato factories, television factories, car factories, motorways, dams. He is not boasting of that. This is the time of leadership. Because if Bloomberg says Cedi is the worst currency, it means that Cedi's economy is the worst. Worse than Togo, worse than Sri Lanka, worse than Zimbabwe, worse than Congo, worse than Kingston, Jamaica, worse than Curacao, Suriname, you know, St. Lucia, French Guiana, all these struggling economies. We are even worse than Haiti. That is what it is. This is a time to return the nation back to God. It's help us. We need help. I'm talking to, you know, our leadership. We need help. Go and see Zambia's former president. Corona, they were the first to go out of Corona. The man believed God and he didn't hide it. Serious! And this is what we need. And yes, sir, you're better. This thing is deeper than you think. It's deep. It's deep to the point that the only help is God. And the only hope is God. And may God come through for his people. May he deliver us from evil. May he cause his face to shine on us. May he cause the business person to receive favor. May he open the doors that have been closed. May he arise and his enemies scatter. May he give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, patience. May he give us strength. May God himself give us the strategies to be able to rise up. May we come to the place of knowing that blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord and the people whom he has chosen as his own. May we come to that particular stand and place where we trust in the Lord and not in the arm of flesh. May you take off your eyes. Take your eyes off any human system. It's time for help. Stand to your feet. Clap your hands for the Lord. Don't be blind. 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 When people are hungry, this is the time. We go to help them, give them nets, show them how to fish, give them hope. Give them hope. They need hope that it's going to be fine. Everything is going to be good. My heart was broken yesterday whilst we were driving back from a memorial service. On Friday, I had a crusade. Adama Saman, you can put some of the crusade pictures on the screen. Adama Saman Station was a crusade. In our crusade, Adama Saman, whilst we were going, whilst I was climbing up on the accent of Angkor, that accident that killed that young man had just happened right in my face. Right in my face. Can you just imagine a human being standing there and suddenly an articulated truck runs over him? When we finished the crusade, the police used rubber to collect the bodies of this young man. Body parts gathered it. I thought the contractor would possibly stop the job at least for one day. to honor the memory of that young man. One of your own have fallen. This coming Friday, we will stop to honor one of our very special men. Deacon Stephen Dinze. When one of your own fall, we pause and give attention. Don't let it look like it didn't matter. See, this is why I was loving Dr. Dampare, the Inspector General of Police. That one police officer dies, we will stop and go and carry his body. All men salute that he died for his country and for the service. I was loving my IGP until they came up with a story that indicted the whole police service. That the only two suspects in that case were the only people who died at the shootout on the car. Why do I have to carry two people who are the only prime suspect to a crime scene? Why two? Why couldn't one go? Indirectly, the case is killed, dead. Nobody is a witness. That case is a dent on you, sir. It's a dent on your uniform. Until justice is done to Emmanuel Osei, who was one of your own. Sir, I'm telling you, your name will not go down well in history. Justice. The God I serve is a God of justice. Masofu Sinankumu Jubilee House. Your Excellency, this is a wrong decision. This one will not help us. Not Nukufiu Nabana. Tell him the mind of God. Tell His Excellency that God is angry with Ghana. Tell Akufuado that God is angry with Ghana. Tell President Akufuado that God is angry with his government. God can replace you and you don't know. God replaced Saul, but he didn't know he was replaced. The throne was empty and he was walking about as a king. I'm serious. God is angry with this present administration and this country. And I'm calling this nation to repentance this morning. Come before him with repentance. Ghana, unie, land of freedom. Unie, this is not where you belong. Yes, you are free. The pride of our forefathers is in the baller. And we don't even see it because of the error of blindness. We can't even see it. Your two hands are on your heart. This morning we will be like Daniel. We repent for this nation. We will repent for this nation. Close your eyes and talk to the Father. The malefactor on the cross, he said, remember me. Lord, when you come into your kingdom, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, you shall be with me in paradise. Forgive us. Mercy and pardon. Atonement. Mercy. Mercy, 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 mercy. In your anger, please remember mercy. Oh, mercy. 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 Hallelujah. Put only your right hand on your heart. Play the national anthem, please, and let me pray for this country. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, heal our country, heal our land. If the people which are called by your name will humble themselves, if they will pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek your face, then will you hear from heaven? You will forgive their sins. You will heal their land. Heal our wickedness, our weaknesses, and help us with grace. Turn our misfortunes into possibilities. Let the fruits of your favor manifest on Ghana. I pray for my president. Reveal yourself in him. Be the leader in him. Give him the grace, the patience, the strategies, the help, the plan to be able to steer and navigate the course. I pray for businesses, business people. I pray for people whose capitals are going down the drain. I pray for people who cannot even pay their workers. I pray for the hopeless who feels like giving up and throwing in the towel. Today I am praying for people who cannot pay their rent, let alone their children's school fees. I pray for people who cannot pay for food. I pray for the poor people in villages, people who don't even have access to potable water, electricity, and health facilities. Be their help and strength. Now I pray in the name of Jesus for the prisoner. In every prison in this country, every police cell, you are the person and the God that transforms hearts. Please revolutionize the hearts of all these people, that they will come to the place of repentance, to know the Christ, to serve Him as Lord and Savior. I pray in the name of Jesus for every hospital, making intercession for the sick, the helpless. Be their healing. Anybody that is sick at home, let your hand of miracles be laid on that person. Now I pray in the name of Jesus. As we enter into this week, let this week be the week, the recovery, restoration, restitution, replenishment starts. That we begin to recover from all the losses and the decline and recession, retrogression and regression. Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, pick your people up again. Pick your people up again. Give us the strength and the grace. May we see light through the gloom. In the same year Isaac sowed in famine, reaped a hundredfold, went forward, grew, became great, until he became very great. Let your word manifest to your people. Show us your glory. Give us the courage to stand for the truth, to do what is right in your eyes, in the name of Jesus. That when you appear in your glory, my God, we will not be cast away. We stand here to validate our salvation that is in Christ Jesus. In the word and in the blood that was shed on Golgotha cross. In Jesus' precious name, now I pray. Revive thy works in the midst of the years, and create in us a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within us. In Jesus' precious name, I have prayed. Amen. Clap your hands for the Lord.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.